Exclusive: Senator Ron Johnson, most, if not all of Trump's nominees will get at least 50 votes. By Hannah Knudsen on January 18, 2025. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, on Wednesday predicted that most, if not all of President-elect Donald Trump's nominees will get at least 50 votes in the Senate on Breitbart News Daily. When asked if he believes Pete Hegseth, Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense, will get 50 votes, Johnson replied, "Oh, yeah, I think most, if not all, Trump nominees will." "The default position of Republican senators is this is a convincing election," he said, explaining that it is presidents who decide who they want in their cabinet, not senators. "Our role is to respect the results of the election and confirm that the people that President Trump wants to surround himself in his administration," the senator said. "He's ultimately responsible." Host Mike Slater pointed to an analysis from the Washington Post that highlighted a number of senators who could potentially vote no on Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump's choice for Health and Human Services Secretary. "Well, what's interesting is I did sort of the unofficial whip count for Bobby Kennedy early on. And I talked to, I think, 41 of my Republican colleagues and 15 Democrats. I think that was my account almost. The conversation was almost identical with everyone. It was started off with, 'Boy, there's a lot that I really love that Bobby's trying to do. But they have concerns,'" he said, explaining that Kennedy can easily alleviate those concerns. "And I think he will, and I think he has, so we'll see how this goes. I know there will probably be an extensive lobbying effort from all corners of the swamp. Because by bringing forward the truth to the political process here, it does threaten people's business models, I suppose. But that's what we need," he said, explaining that the American people absolutely support getting to the truth of what is causing chronic illness. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, January 15, 2025. "Is there a problem with 80-some doses of childhood vaccines, the schedule? What is the truth about it? We haven't even been able to ask the question," he said, identifying Kennedy's first task as restoring integrity to science, which has been completely corrupted. "I mean, when you have federal government paying for it, we have big farmers paying for their studies. You pay for a scientific research paper, you're going to get the result you want. Peer review is a joke. It is. It's also corrupt. Scientific journals are corrupt. They've all been corrupted by the money that funds them. So that needs to be exposed, so that we actually get back to true scientific research," the Wisconsin senator added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.